Wading in the water, held by a former love, I looked up and saw I was underneath a tree of very colorful exotic birds, dozens of them, red, orange, bright blue, but quiet. My eyes stayed on the birds. I felt happy. I felt the cool water, warm sand, and noticed sea animals around. I accepted the invitation to explore with a young girl at my side. There were three places to go here, as shown by the red directional arrows. First stop, a village store full of local artifacts and people. I selected a few things and felt at home in this hut, in touch with the locals and their culture. The second arrow took us walking along the road. Natural objects and scenes were lush and new. Strangely shaped fruit trees, soft rolling landscapes of various green patterns. I wondered if anybody knew this was here. The next passage was to the water, a touristic location. I thought it would be too noisy. There were party platforms floating on the water with lively, all too real music, but it didn't seem noisy at all. It was inviting, bright and open. The water held us. A vessel took us places, and I met up with my former love, and we walked along the shore and then up the mountain. Two girls were with me, and a man came by to sell us colorful cloth fabrics, and he charged 20-something for them. The girls just paid him without bargaining. I told them they should have bargained with the seller. It's just a piece of fabric with a little bit of lining. The fabrics were white with drawings of people on them, a little bit of red, different sizes and shapes, and the people doing different things. I realized the depth of the materials. The girls were very happy, and the smiling man was pleased that he sold it to them. I went back to the village to tell the people about my fulfilling and colorful experience. I hoped that they would all have a chance to venture out.